You're listening to SBS News.
Omar al-Bashir defied allegations of electoral fraud, war crimes, and even genocide to last 30 years as the president of Sudan. 16 weeks of street protests, though, have proven one hurdle too many for the 75-year-old. He's been overthrown and detained by the country's military. The announcement came from Sudanese Defence Minister Awad Mohamed Ahmed Ibn Auf.
I am announcing here as Defence Minister and head of the Supreme Security Council, we are removing this regime and detaining its head after he was arrested in a safe zone.
Mr. Ibn Auf says Sudan will now enter a two-year period of military rule, followed by elections. Mr. Ibn Auf will lead the ruling military council. He's announced a nationwide emergency, a nationwide ceasefire, and a suspension of the country's constitution. That's all made for nervous reading for the international community. United States State Department spokesman Robert Paladino says the Sudanese people deserve a peaceful transition in less than 2 years.
The United States strongly supports a peaceful and democratic Sudan. As events unfold, the United States continues to call on transitional authorities to exercise restraint and to allow space for civilian participation within the government.
Many Sudanese are far more blunt than that. One protester outside Sudan's military headquarters in the national capital, Khartoum, is Tariq Ahmed. He says moving from Mr. al-Bashir's government to a military government does not offer the change the Sudanese people want.
This regime is trying to fool the Sudanese people by changing its skin. The deep state's plan is to remove a head, Omar al-Bashir, and put him in a safe place and not even show the people that he's in detention.
Those who organised the protests that ultimately brought down Mr. al-Bashir are calling upon protesters to maintain their sit-in protest outside the military headquarters. That defies a curfew the new military rulers are trying to impose. There's similar feeling amongst the Sudanese diaspora as that expressed on the streets of Khartoum. Amal El-Ayeb is a Sudanese-American activist. She says military rule is just more of the same.
My personal concerns are that this regime is only like a replication, like replacing the old regime, just changing the faces. It's just like a flipping a coin on the other side. So this is not what we are looking up for. This is not what we demonstrated or what the people demonstrated for and died for.
The British government is also calling for a quicker transition to civilian rule, but although the situation will continue to be watched closely, what the Sudanese people want and what they get could be two very different things, and that could mean the troubles in a long troubled country may not yet be over. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.